A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 8. The Fathers define prayer as a spiritual weapon. Unless we are armed with it, we cannot engage in warfare, but are carried off as prisoners to the enemy's country. Nor can we acquire pure prayer unless we cleave to God with an upright heart. For it is God who gives prayer to him who prays and who teaches man spiritual knowledge. St. Theodoros the Great represents the basic means of spiritual life, prayer. He compares two states. The first is expressed by the image of prisoners of war who are dragged by the enemy into the enemy's country. These are not armed with spiritual weapon, prayer. The second case is the condition of a person who, for his efforts, was given a gift of pure prayer along with rich spiritual knowledge. If you are curious about what is hidden under the term pure prayer, St. Ignatius Brianchenyo will help us with explanation, who explains it as follows. Whoever has acquired pure prayer with the help of tears thinks only of God and his own sinfulness during prayer. Death and judgment that comes immediately after death seem to him a present moment. He stands with his heart before an inexorable judge, before a judge whom the repentant person in the court can appease with the supplications that come through prayer. But he builds up a proper fear, regret, and sighing at the proper time to escape the future horror, trembling, shock, tears, and hopelessness felt by rejected sinners when they receive rejection from the God whom they have angered for eternity. He condemns himself in order to be not condemned. He sees himself as a criminal who is worthy of any punishment in order to deflect punishment from himself. He confesses that he is a sinner, that he may receive righteousness from the right hand of God, who gives this justification in abundance to all sinners who acknowledge and confess their sinfulness. In these words, St. Ignatius focused on the salvific effect of pure prayer. He omitted the spiritual delights of the soul, which are born of the mystical experience of experiencing something of future heavenly bliss. Nevertheless, they are strong enough to encourage us to arm ourselves with this effective spiritual weapon. St. Theodoros, intercede for us.